Hello and welcome to the KRFY Community Conversations. This is Julie Calamine, one of your two hosts that will normally be presenting our community conversations. Phil Huff won't be joining me this week, but we'll be running into each other from time to time as we schedule upcoming community conversations. And today it's going to be a really fun one because I am being joined by the Idaho Master Naturalists, and I'm so happy to introduce Patrick Myers and Dan Haley. You're both board members and more. Hello, Patrick.
Hello.
Nice to have you. And hello, Dan.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have you. Well, we always like to begin with just a little bit of background information about our guests. And so I'd like to have you just tell me a bit about yourselves and how you came to be involved with the Ponderay chapter of the Idaho Master Naturalists. Let's start with you, Pat.
Well, I grew up in the area and out in the country farming and that sort of thing. I really like the outdoors. When my wife and I retired to the Sandpoint area, came back home to retire in 2016, I went to the first class I went to was a kokanee spawning event in the fall of 2017. And the Master Naturalists were doing some recruiting there for members for next year. So I signed up then. 2018 was my first year as a new member, and then since then I've been the education chairperson, arranging classes for that, and this is my fourth year doing that.
Wow, and it's a pretty big job. I've looked at the list of classes, so you're a busy guy.
Yes. It's getting easier year to year, though.
Oh, good, because things go from year to year. And yeah. Dan Haley, tell us a bit about you, how you came to be here in Sandpoint, and how you got involved with the Idaho Master Naturalists.
Well, I grew up in Pennsylvania, and after college, I moved to Idaho Falls to work at the Idaho National Laboratory. And I picked that place because it was close to skiing. But little did I know that I was going to spend 34 winters there. So when it came time to, as we were approaching retirement, I was looking for things to do and what I was going to do in the third half of my life. And the Idaho Falls area, the Upper Snake River chapter of Master Naturalists was having classes, and I thought that was a pretty good gig. And I had a lot of friends and acquaintances that were already involved in it. Okay. So I joined down there and got my training and certification. And we moved up here. I was pleased to note that we had a very active Master Naturalist group here. And it felt like a really good fit, great bunch of people. And it was a wonderful way to get ourselves integrated into the community. So here we are 7.5 years later.
Oh, very good. Well, this is a great lead into my next question, because I have to think, Dan, your background is that of a scientist, talking about your career. And Pat, I'm not sure if yours is, but tell us that, share that with us, but then go on and tell us, what and who are the Master Naturalists? They're not all scientists, are they?
This is Dan's question.
Yes, Dan.
This Master Naturalists is a group of science-minded, conservation-minded people who are seeking to help understand our natural environment so that we can assist conservationists and conservation organizations in their goals and endeavors. And who we are is mostly people who are in our retirement ages, but that's not a requirement by any means. That's coincidental because the us retired folks seem to have more time on our hands than, you know, the folks raising families and chasing soccer balls and so forth. So it's for all age groups. We're a young and healthy and vigorous bunch of people.
Who do a lot, and you really don't all have backgrounds in science, do you? You obviously do. How about you, Pat? Were you a scientist in your career?
I have a degree in chemical engineering, and most of my career was working in the oil and gas business, doing designs for refineries, petrochemical plants, offshore facilities, that sort of thing.
Okay, so you have kind of an analytical background, but not really as a biological scientist or anything like that. Well, I'd like for one of you to share a brief history and then the mission of the Idaho master naturalists.
Go ahead, Pat.
Well, the fish hatchery on the south side of Sandpoint in Sago is where our headquarters are. That fish hatchery was formed, I think, in 1908. It closed in around 2000, I believe, due to the water being so cold for the fish that they were raising there. So they, at the time, they were have the new fish hatchery at the Cabinet Gorge area. But with the chapter formed in 2011, and it was not the first one in the state. We're now one of nine chapters in the state. And so that was one of the first projects that they had was Derek Antonelli, who's a member of our chapter and also the chair of the Calypso chapter in the Coeur d'Alene area of the Idaho Native Plant Society, was asked to do a study about the plant life at the Hager Lake, kind of a peat bog area that's west of Priest Lake. And that was one of the major things that got some people started on that chapter the first year. I don't know, Dan, if you have more to add, but that's kind of how we got underway, I believe.
Well, I'd like to back up just a little bit. In historically, the Idaho Fish and Game has worked with the hunters and anglers to advance their conservation goals. And they've done a really good job of that over the years. And hunters and anglers really led the conservation movement in the 20th century. But about 15, maybe 20 years ago, Fish and Game departments across the nation recognized that there was a huge pool of people who are not interested in hunting and fishing, but still wanted to contribute to the conservation organizations and to the fish and game departments and so forth. So many states adopted, and Idaho included, adopted the Master Naturalist Program to try to train people in science-based conservation methods so that they could help out fish and game officers and wildlife biologists and other conservation organizations to achieve their goals.
Yeah, that's great. And so would you say that Fish and Game is your main partner in this program? You have lots of other groups that you volunteer for.
Yes, I would say that. We do a fair amount of work for them. Our primary activity is the Wildlife Discovery Center, where we do a lot of conservation education there for elementary school kids and adults as well.
Sure. Well, let's talk a little bit about the areas of focus. You've just mentioned the Wildlife Discovery Center, but there are more. I mean, you guys are, and you've got programs, of course, your education for citizen science and the Water Discovery Center. But let's talk about where you're focusing these days.
You want to take that one, Dan?
No, I'll let you take that one, Pat.
Well, we have, I guess in our first year membership, we asked people to take classes in a wide variety of topics that are nature related so they can become good stewards of nature. They at least get some information about just about every type of thing out in nature, whether it be geology or plants, the animals in the area, and water systems, fisheries, and that sort of thing. But once they go through their first year education, then we feel like they're ready to be volunteers for whatever organizations might need it in the area. Typically, it's a nonprofit organization that we provide volunteers for, whether it's citizen science or just some other nature-related things. We help with the Lake Ponderay Waterkeeper, the City Beach cleanup. We helped with temperature monitoring in the Priest River a couple of years ago, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of different things we get involved with. And once they've gone through the education, then people can kind of focus on their own niche and maybe come up with their own program to work on a specific thing that they really have a passion for.
Okay, so if I'm understanding it correctly, you've got a nice general program of information for the beginning master naturalist, and then you might hope that they would delve more deeply into an area that they're interested in. Is that
right?
Hearing that correctly? Yeah, that's yes. Nice. I looked at the class schedule and there are so many classes. It's amazing. But before we get to those, I'd like to find out, you started to tell me how a person becomes a master naturalist by going to the courses, but what is it, how does a person get started and why might they consider it?
Well, to get started, the if they're interested, they just contact us at our email and let us know they want to join us. One of the things that's online for the fishing game site is a link for the Master Naturalist there. And that typically goes to our state coordinator who passes on to the different chapters that there's somebody interested. But in the springtime now when we're recruiting, we put flyers out and there'll be articles. There's a links in the San Juan Online. The co-op paper will have something. But they just contact us at imn.sandpoint@gmail.com and let us know they're interested. And then we'll send them information about their class schedule. There's a reading letter with a lot of information about the program and our chapter. And then we just go on from there. It's got information about the fees and where to mail in their information. We do want to do classes this year in person, even though the pandemic is still lingering somewhat. We've primarily done Zoom classes the last 2 years, but we want to do in person because we get to know the people so much better if we can do it in person. So we're going to plan on having most of our classes at our Wildlife Discovery Center this year.
Okay, and it's a nice building. And we'll repeat that email address again. You said imn.sandpoint@gmail.com. Was that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you forget that, you can simply Google Idaho Master Naturalist Sandpoint or Lake Pend Oreille Master Naturalist or just about any combination of those words, and you'll see us pop up there. We have both a Facebook page as well as a page on the state Master Naturalist websites.
Very good. That makes it easier. So I'm looking, my next question for you is what is the time commitment and cost? And I'm looking at the list of classes and the schedule, and it looks pretty daunting. So help me out with that. Let's hear about what it really takes to become a beginning Master Naturalist.
Well, the requirement to get certified is 40 hours of instruction and 20 hours of volunteer time. And we can set you up with a variety of different options for the volunteer time. And as you indicated, Julie, our list of classes is huge. So getting 40 hours of education time should be relatively easy. In fact, it'll probably be hard for people interested in this to not get 40 hours because there's so many different options available.
And they all look interesting. There's so many interesting topics. Oh my gosh.
We'll sign you up, Julie.
Once a person completes the first year of education, then we ask them to take 8 hours of continuing education every year and continue to do 20 hours of volunteer time. And the cost is a modest, very modest $65.
Yeah.
And I'd also like to add that these classes are taught by PhD biologists, professional geologists. This is a very high level of education. This is equivalent to what you would find at the bachelor's level if you were to take these classes at a university or college.
Yes, yeah, so you're really getting a lot for that little, those very few dollars. And the number of hours that you just mentioned is not that daunting, especially for retired people or even working people. It's not that hard to manage another 60 or so hours a year to really gain an education and launch maybe something that would be exciting for the rest of your life. Right?
Right.
So,
Julie, one of the things is just to clarify the normal volunteer hours to annually to certify is 40, but because of the pandemic, it's been 20 hours for the third year in a row now.
Okay. So
that might go back up to 40 next year.
Okay, very good. Well, I would like to launch into some of the really interesting classes that are available. Let's go for it, guys.
Okay, I'll cover that. The file that you have is a really long list of classes by other organizations that we're not really doing arranging ourselves, as well as ones that we are arranging. And we have about 40 classes that we are arranging this year, a variety of topics. There's four of them in about mammals, seven on plants. We've got five on bats and birds. We've got one on land restoration, youth outdoor and conservation outreach. And one of those, five on geology and ice age floods related. We have 10 on watersheds and water systems, three on fisheries, four on introductions to the Master Naturalist Program and anthropology related things, and one on forestry. But in addition to all those, we have about 25, probably over 25 classes that other organizations are doing that we are aware of, and they're in the area, and our members can get education credit for them.
Yeah.
Again, it covers plants, and there's insects, nature systems. The biggest category there is probably the forestry, because one of our key partners that we work with is the U of I Extension Forestry Group, Chris Schnepp and his team. And they have classes in Sandpoint, Bonners Ferry, and Blanchard, and Coeur d'Alene that people in the area can attend and get credit for that. So quite a few varieties of classes. With each class being, nominally an hour, hour and a half or something like that, it's easy to get 40 hours of education if you just do some of these. Plus we have links to webinars for the last 2 years for our classes. We have about 20 classes each of the last 2 years that were recorded via webinar. This year, we're also going to host a statewide rendezvous. And a lot of the classes and field trips during that rendezvous in September are ones that would be very interesting. We wanted to show during that period things that are unique to North Idaho and let the people in the other parts of the state see what this area of the state is all about.
Yeah, and the state rendezvous is something that you are putting on for your chapter, but it's, if I'm understanding it correctly, it's a meeting of all the master naturalists from around the state. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So an opportunity to meet the other master naturalists. I just have to imagine there's a lot of, getting to know other people with lots of interesting information and expertise. That's got to be a great annual meeting.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the exciting classes I always look forward to every year, and it's being offered during the rendezvous, is birding by ear. We have a wildlife biologist who recognized that bird watching is kind of hard sometimes because you can't find the bird. They are very well camouflaged. But if you can recognize them by their calls and their songs, and you can zero in on them quite easily. And she will also show us how to use some of the various software applications to listen to birds and so forth. So that'll be exciting.
That is.
And then one of the other exciting classes that we're doing during the rendezvous is about, we'll touch on the ice age floods, which is, of course, is unique to our area. And we have some professional geologists that will help us through that.
Those sound like great ones. And, I'm looking at your 2022 class schedule, and I know that you, Pat, sort of mentioned the categories, but there's some really great titles like Mountain Goats, April 7, Elk Survival Monitoring Program, April 7, Volunteer Opportunities at Scotchman Peak, Recreating in Bear Country. I mean, these are great areas of information. Local plant ID at Round Lake, weeds, noxious weeds. I'd love to know more about that. Edible mushrooms. There's so many really great areas that a person could learn more about. Birds of prey, bats. It's great. So, I mean, it's just a wonderful plethora of information that people can learn about and then share with others as they go on as master naturalists. I'd like to move on and talk a little bit about the City Nature Challenge, which was something that y'all did last year, began last year. I know that's not when the City Nature Challenge began, but it began here in Sandpoint last year.
Yeah, I'm I'm one of the organizers of that, and Dan and Mary helped out last year as well. It's a 4-day event where you take pictures, you go out in nature and take pictures of plants or animals. It's typically easier to take pictures of plants because they don't run away from you. But they get posted on a website called iNaturalist. And over that 4-day period, the idea is to get as many people out in nature in the county as possible to do that. And a friendly competition was set up last year with two other locations in the Northwest, Red Lodge, Montana, and a Boise area. And so the competition was based on who got the most participants per capita. Since then, this year, we're trying to expand that to other cities and other regions in the area. So there's some more, both Pounderay County, or all three, Pounderay County in Washington, Boundary County north of us, and Lincoln County in Montana, just east of us, are all going to participate this year. It'll be April 29th and May 2nd. There are several cities up in and regions up in British Columbia and Alberta involved as well. George Gehrig has been in the Master Naturalist program, and he's really the one primary person heading that up. And it's really a fun thing to do. You kind of get to see the diversity of plants and animals, but again, it's going to be mostly plants because that's what it's easy to take pictures of. But this year, we're going to have 7 different sites where we have our Sasquatch plywood cutouts. It's about, what, she's about 7 feet tall, I believe, Dan, and female sassy, we call her. And so we're going to place some different sites and have somebody there to talk to people about the nature challenge. And if it's somebody came specifically for that, that's great. But if it's somebody who just showed up at that particular park, then we'll talk about it and ask them to participate as well. Sure. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
And it could be a nice entree into the idea of becoming a master naturalist. What a fun way to start thinking about the program. Yeah. I do know that you, Dan, have to leave a little early today, and I don't want you to get away from us before I ask you if there's ever been either a super funny or scary experience you've had as a master naturalist. And you said you had a story to share. So let's interrupt and talk about that before we move on.
One of the beauties of Master Naturalist is that it trains you to do some citizen science, and I was able to help out one of our friends and conservation colleagues in documenting the changes in the Bull River habitat. There's been a lot of work over there to restore the Bull River and knock back the reed canary grass. Thank you. And they've done a remarkable job over there. And about when he started the project about 5, maybe 8 years ago, they took photographs of all the reed canary grass sites and how bad it was. And then they did the conservation efforts to knock it down. And then here it is 5 or 8 years later, we were going back and re-photographing those same sites so we could compare them. And we had to use GPS units. And in one area we were walking through, and the reed canary grass was about 7 foot tall, and there were a lot of deep ditches, drainage ditches that had been carved in there by previous agricultural practices and the beaver. And this is also grizzly bear country. So my colleague Britta and my wife were walking ahead of us, and we were all making lots of noise, yelling, "Hey bear, hey bear." We had our bear spray at the ready and so forth. And all of a sudden I hear a big rustling sound in the weeds, and this brown thing charging right at us. And it went between, I was bringing up the rear, and it went between my wife and myself. And I've never been so scared in my life from a deer fawn as that.
Isn't that true? When you're already nervous, small things seem big, don't they? That's very funny. I've had the same experience. I totally laugh at that. Well, that is a funny story, and it's both scary and funny. So you got both of them in the same story. You know, I'm going to put this out there, and this wasn't something that we talked about before, but I consider master naturalists maybe the experts of the area of phenology, looking at the changes in our landscape and our environment from season to season and year to year. And for about a year, I've been looking for someone who might want to report in on the topic of phenology, the changes and the things that happen from year to year. And it just seems like your group might have somebody that keeps track or maybe keeps a journal. So I'm going to maybe put that out to you all to think about someone, because I'd like to add that as a occasional KRFY, you know, just an occasional series. And I don't know if you've got someone in mind now, but it's a little bit in the same realm as the City Nature Challenge, which is accumulating data, that sort of thing. So I'm just putting it out there to you guys to think about that. Maybe you'll have a name for me if someone would be interested.
That's an excellent idea. And I can see opportunities there to document changes to our lake shoreline. Both for the good and the bad. You know, the Clark Fork Delta was heavily impacted, and we were working with Fish and Game and others to help restore that, and they've done remarkable jobs out there. And so we would like to help photograph that, but there's some also construction right along the shores that's not to the benefit of the lake, and we should be documenting that.
Yeah, so maybe we'll find someone from within your group that would like to report occasionally on things that are happening out there. Well, I'm coming to an end of the interview, and I would like to know if there's anything else you two might like to add. Otherwise, we'll go ahead and wrap it up.
Anything, Dan, for you?
Keep us in mind. Remember, you can Google us on Facebook or on Google, Idaho Master Naturalist, Lake Ponderay Master Naturalist. Any combination of those words, you'll be able to find us. And our email address is imn.sandpoint@gmail.com. Go through it again, Pat, please.
imn.sandpoint@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. I would like to thank you, Pat Myers, and Dan Haley for joining us from the Idaho Master Naturalist Ponderay chapter. We've talked about what it's like to be a master naturalist, how you get there, what the benefits might be. And I'm excited about it. I may have to sign up this year, guys.
Sounds good, Julie.
Great. Yeah, I think I would learn a lot. So thank you very much. This has been KRFY Community Conversations being aired on Tuesdays. And I hope that listeners learned a lot and would consider coming out and learning more about the Master Naturalists.